Welcome to the Commercial Property Investor Show. If you ever wanted to get into commercial property but don't know how to, this is the show for you. We're going to take you through live market updates, how to put a deal together, what the experts say about commercial property, and real life investor journeys and how they became financially free through commercial property. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Real estate investment has always been uncertain. How do you know you actually definitely need to get that money back? In investing anything, there is risk. If you invest right, you double, triple your money. Invest wrong, then you end up maybe growing a little bit, end up expecting the market or going backward. Now, 2024 presents a really interesting year. We have relative high interest rate. We have shortage of stock in the commercial space. How do we combat that? And how do you really grow that money? How do you take 200K, make it 300, 350K? This podcast, I'm going to take you through the way I think, how I would do it, and how you can get that 200K, you can take that 200K and make it more for your next deposit within the next 12 to 24 months.
So what can you do with 200K in 2024? Now, 200K to a lot of our viewers might seem a lot of money. To some, it's just a drop in the ocean. But where realistically can you make the most amount of return on investment in your money with 200K? Now, it's really important. A lot of people look at growth. They look at potential cash flow, but they're obsessed with growth. And they think 200K, if it becomes 400K in 5 years or 7 years, it is now a win, right? But you forgot about the amount of money you have to put in to fuel that growth to be able to get there in that 5 to 7 years. How you can make that 200K, 300K in a relative short space of time. And that's about 18 months time to maybe 2 years time. So that's key to make 200K to 300K, maybe 350, so that you can refinance and go again. The concept of go again, it's about return on investment. And it's really important about that return on investment, because return on investment, it's about getting an overall picture. So your cash flow picture is really important, because without cash flow, you can't finance the growth in your property. So you need to be able to finance the growth in your property to be able to make it continue to grow. You have continuous growth in the future. It's really, really important for you to understand that you need a property that has both cash flow and growth, because cash flow is going to fuel the growth of your property, being able to refinance it all the time, to be able to rip all of the equity out of it so you can buy and buy again, literally using no money down, none of your own money after the first 200K. So how do you do that? Now, it's very important to look at a property in an area that has natural capital growth, that will give you capital growth in the next 2 years, that hasn't boomed already. So this is where this really becomes a science and an art. And this is why I'm so passionate about. I'm about to find the little nooks and crannies, the little areas that haven't boomed. A lot of people get on the property wagon once it's boomed or starting to boom. So they get the last 10% of that growth in the next 2 years, rather than the all the way through, which is that 20 to 30% growth. And that's what you're looking for. You're looking for areas that's underperforming, but not underperforming already with investors in there. Underperforming, underlying, without a huge amount of investors in there. So you're looking for those areas, and they're little pockets, right? Little pockets that will set to explode. So you're looking at areas that may have 60, 70,000 people that's all around this area. Plus, you're looking at new developments coming up that are more expensive than what's currently in the market. You're looking at rents that's about to grow, but some of them have and some of them haven't. You're looking at areas that's more population coming in. Do they have more white collar tenants coming in, more white collar mums and dads living in this area versus your mechanics and your blue collar workers? Not because there's anything bad with blue collar, because they're really, really stable, but it's actually about the rent per square meter they're able to pay. So a classic example of this that I've just recently, landed in my inbox, is that at the moment, for 154 square meter space, a warehouse in a west in Sydney, they're charging $65,000 gross plus GST. Now, for a warehouse, there's not a lot of outgoings. You might get $80 a square meter, sometimes only 50 or 60 if it's a small complex. At maximum, it's $100 a square meter. So when you boil this down, it's about anywhere from $300 to $320 a square meter, right? The tenants going in there isn't going to be a mechanic for 150 square meter. It is going to be someone who is doing a distribution to customers, someone who is maybe having a little B2C as well as B2B, and they're doing high end because they're able to pay that amount, right? When you look at retail and office space in that same area, people are paying maybe $450 for office space and maybe $600 to $700 for retail. So your industrial isn't that much behind, right? But this is a classic example that this area has changed a lot, that is not going to be your typical industrial tenant. It's going to be more of that upmarket type of tenants, maybe a brand name, something that will be able to sustain that. Typically, the rent for industrial is sitting somewhere at the outskirts when people are renting 1,000 square meters, around $100 or $120 a square meter, somewhere in the around the city area, typically around $200 to $250. To be able to be in that $300 space, you have to get upmarket tenants, right? That means that that flow-on effect will happen around the area. And I wanted to illustrate this because this is what I look at in the market. This is what you need to look at if you want to increase the value of your 200K. Now, your 200K in a lease stock alone, when it's just depending on the tenant who is paying rent under the lease to service, not you. So if your serviceability tapped out, can't service, use a lease stock loan to be able to get a loan, you can buy up to 500K. Now, if you can service or if you're self-employed, you can get up to 80% LVR. So that 200K can get you up to $1 million. So you can buy anywhere from 500 to $1 million. And what you are looking for is you're looking for exponential growth as the number one thing, especially when you're young, starting out with 200K and wanting to buy again the next 18 months. Now, I talk about the 18 months because I want to see what the market is doing the next 12 months, because we're going to see interest rate go up and down. It's going to come down, might flatten, might go even up again. It might come down again, depending on how our inflation is and how much people are spending on the property and everything else, right? So 18 months allow for that natural capital growth. But you're looking at areas that haven't boomed. You're looking at areas that's just got little signs. Is there a new hospital being completed? Is there a new whole school? Is there new infrastructure coming to the area? Lots of land and house and land has been done. What exactly is happening in this area to be able to fuel that coming through? And it's going to overflow to commercial property from the residential space to commercial space in a very short space of time. But maybe you're already seeing some signs of it already. So you're looking out for those signs. Now, that's the number one thing. Number two thing is we don't want to buy those properties at a 5% yield because you are going to be negative. So those properties need to break even. All right, now going into it, right? Breaking even. So that's usually around somewhere around 5.8 to 6.2%. You are going to break even on your loan and you might get some positive to be able to service the actual debt. Now, if you are putting in 100%, meaning that the deposit is coming from another property and that you are then getting a commercial loan, so you're doing essentially 105% finance, you're going to need to be in regional for this. And there's still money to be made in regional, but you're looking at a different metric. But right now, if you can, you want to be in the metro area, you want to go break even, long lease. Well, when I say long lease, I'm looking at 3-5 years, or I'm not 10-year leases, because you want to be able to adjust the rents in a short space of time, right? In an area that's changing and gentrifying, and what you're looking for is you're looking for that natural growth, you're looking for break-even point, and you're looking for when the interest rate drops, you're going to be this much more in cash flow. Because once that cash flow comes in, you're going to have a bit of growth, you're going to use this cash flow to refinance, to pull out that growth you have. So you're 200K putting in there. So let's say you buy a 600. Let's say you're in between an 80% LVR and a 65. You buy something between about 600 to 700. It might go up by 10% or 20%, right? So it might go from 600K to 700. And what you want to do is then you've got a little bit more cash flow from the interest dropping to then be able to refinance and pull that money out to be able to go again, right? Slowly, slowly siphoning that money back to pay yourself back at 200K, but to go again. So you want to do it in an 18-month period. Hopefully, your 600K becomes 800K, refinance, put in some more money that you've saved during that time, and go again. That's how you really start to increase the value. Ultimately, in 4 years' time, you're out of the deal because the 400K has been paid off to you from the actual property. It's rolling on its own. It's still giving you cash flow while it's 100% financed out. You've got your deposit back. You've bought another property, and you keep the cycle going, right? So it's important to look at those marks. Has been actually profound for you. My name is Helen Tarrant. I help everyday Australians become wealthy through commercial property, help them invest with confidence and security. And I want to help you to do that too. If you are really serious about taking your financial freedom to the next level, doing it in half the time as you would in commercial, as you would in residential, literally one cash flow deal in commercial replaces almost 10 of your residential property deals in terms of cash flow because of what that gives you. So if you are really serious about accelerating, growing, moving fast, this is for you. Right? It's a link below. It's going to give you some more education, tell you some action steps to move forward, and really invite you to a special opportunity. Hopefully you've really enjoyed this podcast on what you can do with 200K, and you can see it now what you can achieve with your 200K. So moving forward, if you're looking for a team to surround you, you're looking for a blueprint, the best way to actually
grow a $200K deposit to a $2 million deposit is to have a professional team behind you. People can identify opportunities, platform where you can learn from others and you can educate yourself. It's about having everything coming together and helping you grow together to the next level. So the next stage is really to level up and move into commercial, but thinking a little bit more savvy, a little bit out of the box. So if you're looking for that education, come and join us at unicorn.com.au, helentarrant.com. We've got upcoming live events in May. There's a link for it below. Make sure you click on the link. Make sure you join us.
You've been listening to Commercial Property Investor Show. Tune into the next episode to find out how you too can replace your work income with passive income through commercial property.